Krause.
Don't bug me, Benson. Oh, I look so horrible.
You know, this could be the first morning that we don't start off with an argument.
Look at this awful picture. Does that look like me?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think they were allowed to send that kind of thing through the mail.
Nobody ever gets a good picture of me.
Yeah, you and the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, at least I got my picture in our bowling magazine.
Now, what is that bedspread you got wrapped around your shoulders?
That's not a bedspread. Those are the royal robes.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Your Majesty.
I was elected queen of the bowling ball.
Krause, how can you be elected queen of a bowling ball?
Not bowling ball, bowling ball.
Oh, I see.
It was the end of the season dance, and I was elected queen.
Who was the king?
Well, there was some sort of mix-up with the contestants, and nobody ran.
When they found out who the queen was, they probably all ran. What is this?
That's Clayton's suit. A taxi driver dropped it off. Clayton's coming in later.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry I'm a little late.
It's okay, Clayton. Your suit already checked in.
What is the matter with her?
Men in their underwear make her giggle.
This is my running outfit. I'm getting in shape for the executive 10K race 1 week from Thursday. So, from now on, I'm going to be running 5 miles to work. I'm going to be running 5 miles at lunch. I'm going to be running 5 miles home.
Shouldn't you be running along?
Hey, guys. Hey, Clayton, can I borrow your car?
Ah, fortunately for me, I left my car at home today.
How about you, Benson?
Unfortunately for me, I brought mine.
Can I borrow it?
No. What's the matter with your car?
Well, you know, I was parked illegally and the police towed it away.
Pay the fine, get it back.
Can you loan me $60?
No.
Shucks, then you gotta loan me your car.
If I won't loan you $60, why would I loan you my car?
Oh, come on, Benson, I gotta run the governor's campaign flyer over to the printer.
Why don't you get Clayton to run it over?
I gotta be there, make sure the printer does it right, okay? Please, come on, Benson.
No!
Benson, I'm always doing you favors.
Name one.
The time I helped you move. The time I picked up your girlfriend at the airport. The time I helped you put up the TV antenna.
I said name one. Here. But hey. Come right back.
Thanks a lot, pal. Shouldn't you be wearing a bathrobe or something?
Hi, Benson. Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Katie. Aren't you going to school today?
No, I'm sick.
Sick? Don't breathe on me.
What's the matter? You got a cold?
No, it was the food at the cafeteria.
Huh, I thought Miss Krause packed your lunch.
Yeah, but yesterday I traded with Mary Jane.
She ate Krause's lunch? I'm surprised she's not homesick.
The cafeteria had mystery meat and some sort of blue vegetable.
Katie, hey, don't you know better than eat a blue vegetable?
I did it on a dare.
Really, Katie, that's terribly childish. If someone dared you to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do that?
That would depend on a great number of variables, Clayton. The odds of my surviving the impact, temperature of the water, permission of the authorities, and whether I can get a one-way ticket to Brooklyn or not.
Well, Benson, I think you've done an excellent job on this bill.
Thank you, sir.
Send it back to committee, and if they incorporate the changes you've suggested, I'll endorse it. Okay. So how about some lunch?
Sure.
Are you listening to the radio? Did you hear? Pizza Hero. It's incredible.
Pizza Hero?
What? Huh? Oh, I was running to News Radio 66. They broke the story.
What happened?
Oh, here, they're doing the story again.
So what'd Pete do?
Pete stopped a robbery at a jewelry store and assisted in the arrest of 2 armed felons.
You're kidding.
Pete stopped a robbery at a jewelry store and assisted in the arrest of 2 armed felons.
I know.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Clayton just told me.
Oh, Benson, you're busy. Good. I'll come back later.
No, Pete, come on in.
What?
It's Pete.
No, not yet. They're still talking to the chief of police.
No, he's here.
The chief of police?
No, Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete. Congratulations.
It was really nothing, sir.
On the contrary, Peter, this deed of valor will reflect well on the entire administration. I think you deserve a hearty well done.
Yeah, way to go, Pete. What happened anyway?
Pete was coming in.
He was coming out of the jewelry store.
And he was not. He was coming into a jewelry store.
Why don't you tell it?
I saw these 2 guys coming out of a jewelry store waving guns, and they jumped at a van and started to drive away when I stopped them.
Tell him how you did that.
I blocked their path.
You could have been hurt.
Yeah. Fortunately, that car of yours is built like a tank.
My car, you blocked their path with my car.
Yeah.
They saw you in my car, and they stopped.
Eventually.
What do you mean, eventually? Did the van stop or didn't it?
Yeah. Halfway across the front seat.
My car, you wrecked my car?
But Benson, it was my civic duty.
It wasn't your civic duty to wreck my car? Denise, get my insurance policy, please.
Okay.
What is the matter with you? It's
my son. Please, he's been through a lot.
That's nothing compared to what he's gonna go through.
Listen, there are more important things than material possessions.
You're right, and my car is one of them.
Come on, Benson, you're insured.
Denise, my policy, please.
I'm trying to find it.
You know, I think I just got tired of looking the other way and... Darn it all, I felt it was time to get involved.
The next time, get out of my car before you get involved.
I can't tell you how proud I am of you at this moment.
Thank you, sir.
What you did was truly admirable.
Here, here. You know, Peter, I'm having a few friends over tonight. If you're not busy, why don't you join us?
Talking tea and cookies or a meal?
I'm talking buffet.
Well, I'm there.
Listen, Pete, come on up to my office. I want to hear the whole story.
Oh, sure, sure. Although a lot of it's going to be on the evening news.
Well, what about my car? Does anybody care about my car?
Oh, Benson, as long as I let it slip about that get-together tonight, why don't you drop by?
I can't drop by. I don't have a car.
Oh, of course, how silly of me. Well, we'll miss you.
Now, Pete, hold the newspaper still. Squeeze together just a little more. That's it. Good. Now me.
Oh, good. I'll take a brush. Okay.
Come on, guys. This is embarrassing.
Oh, good. Here's Benson. Benson, come be in the next picture.
I don't want to be in any next picture until I get my car back. Denise, where is that insurance guy?
He said he'd be here between 5 and 6.
Great. I'm going to be here all night.
In that case, I'm going to the movies.
Well, good night all. I think I'll run the long way home tonight.
You know, Clayton, the only thing I admired about you was the way you dressed. And now even that's gone.
Come, 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 Benson. Running is good for you. You really ought to try it, especially now that you don't have a car. What's the matter, Benson? No clever comeback?
Thank you, Krause. I owe you one. Okay, why don't you pick me up around 7 o'clock? I should be finished with that insurance guy if he decides to show up. Okay, I'll see you then. Coming. I'll bet you any money that's him. I was right. Come on in.
Hi, I'm Wally Hopkins from the Zachary Taylor Auto Home and Life.
But that's not who I'm insured with.
No, you were insured with Beneficial of Baltimore, but we bought him.
So now I'm with Zachary Taylor.
Yep, you got yourself a piece of the Zach.
Well, why don't you have a seat, Mr. Taylor?
Hopkins, but you can call me Wally.
Okay, okay. Wally? Now, about my car...
You know, I punched you up on our computer this afternoon, and I noticed you weren't carrying any life insurance.
Well, I never carry life insurance. I put most of my savings in the money market. It pays a higher return.
But suppose you die.
Well, then it really doesn't matter, does it?
But what about all those little ones at home?
Well, I'm sure the cockroaches can take care of themselves. Can we talk about my car?
Okay, but before I leave, we're gonna talk life insurance.
I can hardly wait.
Now, tell me about your car.
Well, it was involved in an accident. I took a look at it this afternoon, and it's totaled.
How do you know it was totaled?
Well, I would consider any car in the shape of a horseshoe totaled.
We'll make that judgment. Now, how exactly did the accident occur?
Pete Downey borrowed my car.
You're telling me this. Pete Downey was driving your car at the time of the accident?
Yes. The car is still covered, isn't it?
Of course, but I will have to make a note of that. Now, how did the accident happen?
Well, as I understand it, Pete was around 8th Street.
This is the fellow that was driving your car?
I already told you that, yes, Pete Downey.
He was in front of Adele Jewelers.
In the car.
Do you have life insurance?
All right. You're so tense.
Well, anyway, he saw these jewel thieves escaping in a van, and he used my car to stop them.
Oh, I heard about that guy on the news. Do you know him?
No, I lent my car to a perfect stranger. Of course I know him.
All right, now let me make sure I've got this straight. You loaned your car to Pete Downey. While he was down on 8th Street, he saw a robbery taking place, and he drove your car in front of the path of the getaway vehicle in order to stop the crooks from getting away.
Right.
He saw the crooks and drove your car into the path of the oncoming vehicle.
All right.
That's a brave thing to do.
All right.
But it's no accident.
What do you mean it's no accident?
I mean it was willful damage. Our company doesn't cover that.
What are you talking about? The van hit my car.
Yes, but the van had the right-of-way.
Right-of-way? They just robbed a store.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dubois, but your policy does not cover the deliberate destruction of property.
Listen, when I bought this policy, they told me that the car was covered no matter what happened.
I believe your policy says in the event of accident, your car is covered. The car was not in an accident. The van was in an accident, and we will assume that liability.
You're going to pay the crooks, but not me. What you're telling me is that this policy I have is worthless.
You're not being fair.
I'm not being fair? If you're not going to honor my claim, what good is this policy?
Peace of mind.
Hey, Benson, hurry up. Pete's on the evening news. They've got film of the aftermath.
Hey, I'd like to see that. Listen, think about that life insurance and give me a call. Here's my car.
And there's my door. Little girl?
Well, I've got to run.
Can I see you in my office, please?
Benson, I don't have the time right now. I got to do a talk show at noon.
Yeah, well, what time is it now?
9:30.
Then you got time.
Yeah, but I thought I'd get a haircut first.
Oh, Pete, listen. I've had an overwhelming response from the people about your act of heroism, so I think your bravery should be publicly acknowledged, so I've decided to award you the Governor's Medal for Valor.
Medal?
You deserve it, Pete.
Well, whatever you say, sir. I'll get some TV people over here. We can make it live on the 6 o'clock news.
Fine. See you later, Tiger.
Congratulations, Pete. Oh,
yeah, congratulations.
Oh,
now, into my office.
Get a haircut later. Benson, before you say anything, I'd like to say I'm sorry.
No, now you've already said you're sorry. I accept that. I don't want to hear you say I'm sorry again. What I want to hear you say is, Benson, here's how I'm going to pay for your car.
I'm sorry.
No, I said I don't want to hear that again. Pete, have a seat. Now, the insurance company isn't going to pay.
Why not?
Doesn't matter. I talked to my lawyers. They don't have to pay. I'm stuck without a car.
Sorry.
Would you stop that?
Well, how much is it going to cost to replace the car?
Well, when I bought the car 8 days ago...
Oh, gee, I'm so upset.
$8,349, not including dealer print.
So it's around $8,500.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Well, I think I have a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Guy from the jewelry store called me up, and he said, well, since I saved the insurance company about $400,000, they're going to give me a reward.
And?
Well, I figure it's going to be about $10,000.
And?
Well, I suppose when we get it, we could go down and get you a new car.
That'll do it. Yes, this is wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm glad we could straighten this out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Gee, I really had plans for that money.
I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me, Benson. I'm going to use your shower.
What's wrong with your shower?
Oh, mine's all clogged up.
Well, call somebody and get it unclogged.
No, I can't do that. I've got a meeting with the Council of Churches in 20 minutes.
Did I say he could use my shower? Clayton, get out of there. This guy gives me boils.
He's spoiled rotten, Benson. At home, he probably got to take a shower whenever he wanted to.
And we had fun,
Gaddy. See? What are you doing?
I'm gonna hide his clothes.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City, and this is one I don't care to see.
Ah, just the man I've been looking for?
Oh, really? What do you want?
I came to talk to you about your automobile insurance.
Oh, so you guys changed your mind about paying for my car, right?
Oh, not exactly, but you'll be happy to know that we have paid off the owners of the van. We believe in settling our claims promptly.
You went to jail and paid off the crooks.
Yes, but they're not in jail anymore. They used the money for bail.
Well, let me see if I've got this straight now. Two thieves who held up a jewelry store and plowed into my car are now running around at large, courtesy of my insurance policy.
I believe that sums it up.
Well, no wonder my rates keep going up.
Mr. Dubois, if your rates have gone up, I'm sure there are legitimate reasons for the increase.
Oh, really? Like what, for instance?
Well, have you ever dropped your policy?
Oh, yeah. One time when I was in the Army in Korea. Strange as it may seem, I didn't think I needed automobile insurance in a foxhole.
Uh-huh. And after Korea, did you ever take up residence in a densely populated urban area?
Yeah, how stupid of me. I wanted to be near my family.
Well, there you have it. These negative factors in your profile would account for any increase in your insurance costs.
Of course.
But Tuesday's little mishap is another matter.
What are you getting at, Wally?
Well, I could have just sent you this in the mail, but since you've been a policyholder for over 25 years, I thought I'd present it in person.
Thank you so much. I suppose you're raising my rates again.
No, actually, you don't have to pay anything anymore.
Well, that's something.
It's your 30-day notice. You've been canceled.
Benson, do me a favor.
Have you stopped wearing clothes altogether?
I'm in the middle of my last 5 miles. Would you explain to the governor why I won't be at the awards ceremony?
I'm not going in there, Clayton. I'm going to watch it on TV. But if I see him, I'll tell him.
Thank you, Benson. I want to get in my 15 miles for the day.
Aren't you getting a little carried away with this running?
When I pick up that trophy, it'll all be worth it. Hey, oh, turn up the sound. Here comes the governor.
Thank you, Jerry. That was exciting footage of today's Executive 10K.
There you go. Well, that's my phrase. Today.
If I were you, Clayton, I'd demand all 700 of those runners apologize to me.
Okay, Jerry. Right now, I'm in the governor's mansion where an award ceremony is just about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Gene Gatling.
Now, before I make my presentation, I would like to introduce the president and chief executive officer of Zachary Taylor Insurance Company, Mr. McDonald Taylor.
Thank you, Governor. It's a great...
It's the same insurance company that refused to pay my claim. I feel like I've been cheated.
You feel cheated? I'm not even going to get a T-shirt. I have shin splints. My shower is clogged. Krause keeps laughing at me.
As you know, our firm carries the insurance for the jewelry store where the attempted robbery took place.
Just give Pete the reward.
Had it not been for Mr. Downey's heroic efforts, our company would have suffered a loss of $400,000. So in recognition of that effort, we would like to present Mr. Downey with this beautiful gold pocket watch.
A pocket watch? I hope it's worth $8,500.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Our pleasure. At Zachary Taylor Insurance, people always come first.
I believe I'll have a little talk with Mr. Taylor before he leaves.
And Mr. Downey's effort should stand as a shining example of citizenship and unselfishness. Oh, Mr. Taylor, allow me to present Benson Dubois, State Budget Director. Come on over here, Benson.
No, that's all right, Governor. I'll wait till you finish.
Oh, don't be silly. You're a part of this. It was Benson's car that Pete was driving at the time he stopped the thieves. Did you know that?
No. Yes. Car's totaled now. Brand new car, too.
What a shame. I hope you were insured.
I was. Once. Gee, what a good-looking watch, Pete. Is that your reward?
Yeah.
All I got is a wrecked car.
You mean your insurance company refused to pay the claim?
Yes. And they canceled me, too.
Well, that's terrible. Can they do that, Mr. Taylor?
I hate to say it, Governor, but they can in this state. And some companies are more interested in money than people. You won't find that attitude at Zachary Taylor.
I had a piece of the Zach once. What? Zachary Taylor, that was my insurance company once.
You mean you canceled Benson's policy?
Yes, sir. They said I had a negative profile.
You canceled Benson's policy because you don't like the way he looks from the side?
I'm sure there's some sort of misunderstanding, some computer error. I hardly know what to say.
I wish you'd say you won't cancel my policy.
I won't cancel your policy.
And that you'll pay my claim.
Fine. Anything else?
Yes, now that you mention it, Mr. Downey here saved your company $400,000.
So?
That pocket watch doesn't seem like much of a reward.
You can say that again.
How much is it worth, anyway?
$12,000.
I hope it's insured.